And let's take a moment this morning to remember Frank Foster, a member of the Count Basie Orchestra, composer of one of the most enduring tunes in jazz. His work as a composer and tenor saxophonist earned him the Jazz Master's Award from the National Endowment for the Arts. Mr. Foster died yesterday at his home in Virginia at the age of 82, and NPR's Felix Contreras has this remembrance.
In 2005, Frank Foster stood in front of a living room wall at the home he shared with his wife Cecilia and reminisced.
See this photograph here? And that was Milt Jackson, Kenny Burrell, and myself were the featured.
He started playing professionally in his hometown of Cincinnati when he was 15.
Yeah, that was the band I had in high school, my senior year of high school.
That experience of not only leading a band, but also composing and arranging, was Foster's calling card when he eventually moved to New York and landed a job with Count Basie.
One of the core things about that band was that wonderful reed section, the saxophone section.
Dan Morgenstern is the director of the Institute of Jazz Studies at Rutgers University.
That was such a wonderful sound that section had, and Frank was so much part of that.
Frank Foster was a featured soloist with the band, and he wrote one of his biggest selling records, a song that's become a jazz standard, Shiny Stockings. Foster stayed with Basie for over 10 years, then left to work with his own small groups and big bands. When Basie died, Foster came back to lead the band, winning 2 Grammys in the process. In 2001, Frank Foster suffered a stroke that left him partially disabled and put an end to almost 6 decades of touring. It was then that he started thinking about something else besides his health.
At no point in my life did I consider myself to be earning enough money to take care of my family and me. I always felt as if I was worth more than what I was earning.
Specifically, Foster allowed a song publishing agency to control the copyright on Shiny Stockings, leaving him with just a small slice of the royalties for a song that would eventually become recorded and performed countless times over 50 years. He said as a young jazz musician in a very popular band, he only had 2 things on his mind.
Playing music and having a social life involving young ladies.
The business side of the music was just not on the radar for Foster and his peers. Someone else took care of the paperwork.
Through the years, nobody encouraged me to publish my own music except outsiders. Nobody in the band or nobody in the recording companies or nobody like that ever said, you know, you can publish your own songs, Frank.
Frank Foster was finally given a chance to correct that mistake just last year. A filmmaker working on a documentary about Foster put the saxophonist in touch with the community law clinic at Rutgers. They discovered that Foster could use a provision of U.S. copyright law to renegotiate royalties, so they all came back to him. Now, the family he worried about for so many years will be able to collect the fruit of Frank Foster's legacy. Felix Contreras, NPR News.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.